Time for group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, please call me Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hoping you can give me some advice because I'm feeling so torn. I'm 30 years old, currently 4 weeks away from having a baby with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Which should be a really exciting time, has instead been full of stress and doubt.
Okay.
Over the past few months, I've literally caught him messaging other girls and even replying to Craigslist ads, of all things, trying to meet up with women. He swears he's never actually followed through, but he works out of town during the week, so how can I really know? We've had multiple conversations about it. He told me I have free access to his devices if I ever feel unsure.
Okay.
Here's the problem. When I tried to use his tablet the other night, there was a lock on it. Now, I'm not the type to go snooping unless my gut tells me something's off, and lately that feeling won't go away. So I guess my question is, how many chances do you give someone before you decide it's too much? Am I being too paranoid, or all these red flags impossible to ignore? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough, especially when you are forever connected with this person because you're having his baby. And
in 4 weeks.
And you want to, I mean, you want it to be something where you guys can be parents. And
he should only be messaging you. Like, honey, what can I do for you? Do you need anything for the from the store while I'm out? Like, he should be attending to you and you alone. And I'm a little upset that he's wasting his time messaging other girls.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's coming from a place of being pregnant before.
Sure.
I know what that's like.
Sure.
Especially coming down the stretch, the final stretch 4 weeks away. Yeah. You're feeling like a house. Your body feels like it's awful. Yeah. Your back hurts, all the things. You're just ready. And I'm mad.
This isn't her being paranoid. Because
no, she's caught him.
Because she's caught him, exactly. And it's thrown that trust kind of out the window, where she's now having to kind of trust his word and say, you know, especially she says he works out of town during the week. And so she's like,
for him to say, well, I've never acted on it. Well, then why do you need to message anyone?
Yeah. Then why are you doing it?
Can you just stop?
Yeah. Just stop.
If you're not planning on it, then stop.
You shouldn't be then leading on these other people on the other side of the keyboard.
You shouldn't feel like you need to do that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I feel like we're all going to say, hey, he's not being faithful.
Yeah.
And
especially when he works out of town, that's a perfect way to have some little
things.
Secret meetups. Yeah.
But where's she? Like, she's 4 weeks away from having a baby. So
I mean,
is this something that we do now? Do we wait until the baby's born? What's the length? Are we jettisoning him out of your life immediately, or like what's the deal? All right.
I feel like we're shutting it down and we're like, you need to show me all your devices since I can't seem to get in them because you lock them.
502-795-1997. Tell us your story of how you approach this when this happened to you. And now looking back, you can say, okay, this was how I should have done it. So let us know your story, because that's what group therapy is all about. I don't know if I remember a more one-sided group therapy on 99.7 EJX. I mean, I think we all agreed that Angela's boyfriend, who's messaging other women, but quote, not acting on any of it when she's 4 weeks from delivering their baby, is, we all can agree that that's a red flag and she should probably get rid of him, but it is way one-sided. Like, she should do it now. There have been plenty of people that are like, been there, not going to change. Lisa says, too many times, cheating starts off as just friends, till it's not.
Yep.
Angela, hun, you see those red flags, trust yourself. Jeez. Got another message. Like, check dating sites full of married guys, couples, and guys who travel for work who claim, oh, my wife and girlfriend, they know.
Oh, wow. Wow.
This guy's definitely acted on it.
Well, and they're not even married yet. Yeah. I mean, if you're still dating, you're 4 weeks away from giving birth to your baby, which should be bonding you more than anything at this point in your relationship. You should be getting closer than ever as you're about to welcome, you know, something that's going to bond you together forever.
Yeah, a lot of people going, you know, if you want to give him one more chance, you need to give him like an ultimatum. Like, this is where the ultimatum may work in your favor, because I'm usually not a fan of ultimatums. Do this or, you know.
Right.
But it's you give me access to everything right now with you right in front of me.
Yes.
And if you don't, and I don't find anything, then, you know, maybe there's a chance, but otherwise, I'm out. Got another message. Caught my now ex messaging another guy during a rough time in our relationship, suffering through a lot of depression, currently looking for a job. So, yeah, a lot of things were not going his way. The guy was her ex, and he was telling her that, yeah, I've got a job. I'll take great care of you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Trina's like, you know, he's got a secret out-of-town phone, maybe. He's definitely meeting up with other people.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think this is kind of easy. You know, this is one where if we were talking to Andrew the Love Doctor, guy who calls our show all the time,
he'd be, come on, guys. This is just a really, this is an open and shut case. Like, this guy's definitely cheating. No, come on. No, this is, get over it. Like, this is over. We need to move on. That's what he'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
Is that a good impression of him?
I think so. So, Angela, okay. I know you, it's probably going to be very scary for you to break up with the father of your soon to be kid. But man, this does not bode well.
No, so. And you should be at this point in your relationship and what's happening, he should be like the most attentive to you. He shouldn't have time to be messaging anyone else because you should be his focus right now.
No wandering fingers,
and your child.
No wandering fingers.
Exactly. So if he doesn't understand that, then yeah, it is time to cut him loose. Figure out, you know, what role he's going to play and move on. I know that is like not what you want to hear at this time.
Yeah, that's scary.
Super, even more emotional than normal.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. We don't envy the position that you're in, but
and hopefully you have a village around you that will help you get through that.
All right. Keep us posted. All right. There you go. That is group therapy.